71.5 degrees. Is that the normal temp?
Seems a little toastier than you'd prefer it. But 70, usually. I think we're usually set at 70.
No, it should be 68.
68, your college number at the University of Wisconsin.
71 and a half is too warm.
71 is too warm, yes. 68, 69, 70 seem about right.
There's a employee from a different work spot out in the office, and I asked them, I said, hey, is your office, you cannot control the thermostat? And he's like, yeah, that's like normal procedure in office buildings.
I said, really?
I don't think that's true, but I don't know.
Hmm.
If it is, it sucks, just for the record. But
why do you think that is?
Money. I want to save money. But the thing is, if you crank it down, you're saving money because it's nice out. It's not cranking the heat. You're not cranking the AC when you don't have to do either. You'd think that's a dub, right? Isn't that a dub? Jason, you just sit in your little perch in your little cocoon down there with all your stuff.
He doesn't get office life.
He doesn't understand a lot of things.
Neither do you. You're not an office worker. Like you're not that guy
either. What are you talking about? I went into an office for 11 years.
I've been into
the office when we first started. I was there before the pandemic. I was in every blanking day. What the heck are you talking about?
You're not an office guy.
Cat. What do you mean? I know a heck of a lot more than you.
What? I didn't say I wasn't.
Well, you just don't try to lump me in with you, Lumpy. I'm not interested in getting lumped into your office. I'm in offices, baby.
All right, I'm going to go back to my Kodiak flapjacks that I'm enjoying out of the bowl, which,
by the
way,
new partner?
They are a partner, and it is really good.
Nice.
So, speaking of great partners, by the way, did he bring a plus one?
Who?
Our next guest. I don't know if you're so heated about the temperature in there.
We have a
group of guests after another here. While you're less than thrilled with the temperature in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, joining us now, there is no plus one. Maybe it's Mark/Keith Neitzel. It is Gabe Neitzel of Jen, Gabe, and Chewy live from the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studios? Gabriel,
that's correct, sir. Good morning. Tausch, don't worry. We don't get to control our temperature here in the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studios either. And there are times when we come in, at 6:45 before the show starts, and it is 77 degrees in our studio. And there's no one to call.
It's too early in the morning to call anyone
in order to fix it.
Yeah, I don't understand or love it.
So do you just go no shirt?
Yeah, you go skins. You go skins.
I mean, sometimes Chewy might, but he's probably the only one who can.
That's probably fair.
It's very fair.
Gabe, so you got invited this year. This is a big step for you. You came out. You had to fight Jesse to get invited. I thought it was big. Yes.
That's why I had to make sure. I mean, it took me a little bit of time to get back to him yesterday. We were out at Aaron Hills for On the Tee, and I almost missed the invite. So if I'd have missed out on this year, it would have been on me, not on Jesse, because he did reach out and extend the invitation.
That's awesome. Well, you had a great performance last year. I don't remember what it was, but
it was great.
A lot of positivity.
Actually, I think you ranked him pretty low when we reviewed him at the end.
Okay, well, that happens.
Well, Tausch was ranking them as they came in, if you recall.
Yep. Yes.
So Gabe's right. After Gabe's appearance, I think he might have been number one. And then he quickly fell down the rankings, if I recall correctly.
That could have happened, yes.
So, without further ado, because I would like to actually have a little bit of time to talk football with you during your window here. Give it to us. Lay it on us. Your bold prediction for the 2025 Green Bay Packers.
So my big thing for the Packers recently has been, they're a good team, but where are the difference makers? I think they have enough difference makers this year, because I am going to say the Green Bay Packers will have 5 first-team All-Pro members when the season is over. 5 first-team All-Pro.
Name that tune, Gabriel Neitzel. Name that tune. Let's see if we can guess, Jason. Let's guess to see.
Okay.
If we
can. So don't name that tune.
Well, we will. He will eventually name that tune. All right, Micah Parsons.
Name that tune in a little bit.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, Jason.
Edgerrin Cooper.
Ooh, I don't think he has. Oh, he did. Oh, X.
Oh, if he's got five.
X.
Yeah. Xavier McKinney, correct.
Yep. Ooh, I know.
This would mean that he would tie into Bulaga's prediction of this guy surpassing Saquon Barkley in productivity. Josh Jacobs?
No, I did not have Jacobs on the list.
Okay.
I think I know both, and I think both are a little understated. I don't know if he's going to go Jordan Love, but I'm going to say he's going Tucker Kraft is going to emerge as the tight end, and he's going to be a Pro Bowler.
First team All Pro is the prediction.
All right. Then I'm going Zach Tom. Zach Tom.
Zach Tom is correct.
So we've got four out of the five.
Missing one.
Do you think he goes Jordan Love here, Jace? That's the question.
I love the fact that you're trying to weasel your way into eliminating him, and Gabe is sitting stone-faced like he's playing euchre with you.
I have to do this every week when we do our top eight. Like, Jen and Chu are always trying to get, like, cheap answers. Like, they'll throw one out there to avoid, like, is that an actual guest,
you know,
guys?
What?
Like, what are we doing? So they're always trying to cut in when we're doing top
eight. I think Gabe is thinking this defense is going to be dominant. I'm going to guess he is going tandem. He's tandemizing, which is crazy, and I think it's nuts, but it is bold.
No way.
I think he's tandemizing. I think he's putting Rashawn Gary as the other All-Pro. That's what I think.
That would be the boldest thing anyone could possibly say, if Rashawn Gary is going to be a first-team All-Pro. Unfortunately, that is not the way I am going to go.
All right, I'm taking the plunge. Jordan Love, you've got him winning the MVP. Bulaga, we got Domofsky with, maybe it's the kicker. Now that I stopped to think about it.
Oh,
he's going to be perfect.
He doesn't miss
year.
A kick.
Do they
get
first team? Is that a thing? First
That's
team All-Pro is a thing?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
I didn't even realize they did that. Good for them.
Look at that.
Good for them.
We just found a way to find out it's not the kicker. Did you see that? See what I did there? Oh, I didn't even know that.
Matt or Zach?
First
I think he's going to go with somebody in the 40s.
Or Zach.
All right, I'm going to say it. You've got Jordan Love, first team All-Pro.
I have Elgton Jenkins as first-team All-Pro. The Packers think he is an All-Pro center. He is going to be, and I think that offensive line is going to drive so much of what they do offensively. Yes, I think we're going to see some big seasons from Josh Jacobs, Matthew Golden, and Jordan Love, but it's all going to be driven by one of the best offensive lines in football, driven by Elgton Jenkins and Zach Tom. Mm-hmm.
Five first-team All-Pros?
That's a lot of All-Pros.
You don't know what you're talking about.
That's a lot of. That's a bold statement.
You're a crazy man.
That is,
it's bold.
Just in the modern era of Packers, because they had like a bunch back in the 60s, I believe the most they've had is four from 2020. They had four first-team All-Pros that year.
Oh, interesting.
So I went one and above. And
to not
five.
Put Josh Jacobs in there was bold.
And still have five.
Yeah, it's bold.
All right, so, Gabe, speaking of bold, because we've got a couple extra minutes with you, we have not gotten, other than listening to your fine program, Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, every morning, 7 to 9, how excited on a scale of 1 to 100 are you about Micah Parsons, and how different do you believe he makes this team now?
I am at a 100. I don't know how you can't be if you're a Packers fan, because this is, A, what the Packers have been missing in terms of having that difference maker at that position, and then to get one of the best ones who's still 26 years old, I don't understand how you're not, like, just over the moon excited and just wake up giddy every day that Micah Parsons is going to be rushing the passer for your favorite team coming on Sunday. I think it changes almost everything for the defense. You've got a difference maker now at every level. And he's going to make Rashawn Gary better. He's going to make that defensive line better, because he's going to draw all the attention instead of, okay, maybe we have to pay attention to Rashawn Gary. Oh, we've got to make sure we have a plan for Micah Parsons. And once they're really able to, once he's able to sink his teeth into Jeff Hafley and his defense, they're going to be moving this guy around. They're going to be doing some different things with him, because he's that type of an athlete. He's that much of a freak. And because that defensive line is going to be better with him, that makes the cornerbacks better and probably makes you less worried about the depth at that position. It's going to make the safeties. It just literally makes, it's the one position defensively, much like we talk about quarterbacks offensively. Okay, you're getting paid that kind of money. You got to make everybody better. The trickle-down effect of Micah Parsons being as good as he is going to make that defense and everyone on that defense better.
Bam. Bam.
Pretty convincing. You should do some more national stuff, I feel like. I feel like you've got the ability to do that.
I mean, again, I don't understand the people who just aren't excited about it. Look, I understand maybe being a little concerned about the back, but there have been enough videos, Jason, from the practice you guys, like the practice you guys were at, from mm-hmm. what you saw. Like the way he's wrenching his back against that blocking dummy. Yes. Yeah, I'm not worried about the back whatsoever.
There you go.
Yeah, I am a little bit dubious about how that came out and why and everything else. I'm not saying that it's not real.
What are you dubious about? You think it's AI?
I don't think it's AI. No. I don't think it's AI.
Oh, the first AI back injury that we've ever seen? That'd be something.
I've seen some of these AIs with the real heavy set women jumping into a pool and like blowing up the city. Have you seen those AIs? It's AI is crazy now.
Big Linda?
Go ahead and Google it.
No,
there's some lady, she's a heavier set gal, and she jumps off a diving board and into a rooftop pool, and the entire place just... It's a crazy deal, and you're like, there's no way that...
Are you sure it's AI?
No, I knew this is AI. That's why I said it.
You're not very good at deciphering.
I'm not a good decipher.
Is anybody else curious about Tausch's algorithm on his social media platforms now?
Yes.
If this is the type of content that he's getting?
Let me tell you something. I don't think you want to go down that road, Gabe. There's some stuff that comes up that I'm dubious about. Let's put it that way.
Gabe, it's been something. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Yeah, it was bold. The segment, without a doubt, from start to finish, bold.
Well, I hope the folks that own that building that Big Linda destroyed by jumping into the rooftop pool, A, allowed their residents to control their own temperatures before the building collapsed, and B, had American Family Insurance.
And you know what? Everybody's excited, as Gabe just said, about the Micah Parsons pick, the Green Bay Packers, and American Family Insurance. You know what? Lambeau's always great, but... Monday night at Lambeau got even better, and it's thanks to American Family Insurance. Enter the Dream Weekend Sweepstakes for your chance to win the ultimate Packers game day experience. One lucky winner scores tickets to the November 10th game, pre-game tailgate in Titletown. That's including meals and a game, signed Jordan Love jersey, Packer tours, swag, and more. Your Dream Weekend could be waiting. Don't miss your chance to enter. You have until the stroke of midnight on the 23rd of October. No purchase is necessary. See official rules and enter at amfam.com/Packers. That's amfam.com/Packers.
The Boldathon rolls on with Brad Nortman of Kyle Bruston Nortman next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
I got myself a notion, and one I know that you like.
The Boldathon rolls on. Still not entirely understanding what occurred yesterday on his program. I joined them briefly, but they were not stealing our idea. It may have seemed that way on social media, but they weren't. And I'm sure he saved his best for us, like I do for other shows across ESPN Wisconsin. Unless he is in... No, good. It's good to see you are not in the hospital maternity ward. So we're still in a holding pattern. It is Brad Nortman on Wilde and Tausch. Brad, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Gentlemen, I'm doing great. Thank you for having me. Have you ever been in a friend group and two of those friends are fighting with one another? You ever experienced that before?
Sure. Yeah.
That's a little bit of what we had yesterday. Uh-huh. I have my friend group on KBN, and you know, they wanted to be invited to the party, right? I can't blame them. They wanted to be invited to the party. And they realized they weren't. So then my other friend group, Wilde and Tausch, created a little bit of rift. So I found myself in the unenviable position of being between the two of them, leading to them saying, you know what? On a whim, we're going to throw our own Boldathon. Wow. And so that's exactly what happened. But it evolved into basically a roast of ESPN Wisconsin personalities, as sometimes it occurs on our show. But here I am on the original Bulbathon. So, happy to be here, guys. Nordy, and yes, still holding out for baby Norman.
Nordy, did you think Jesse did that on purpose? Because he invited you and a plus one, so you could pick one of your two co-hosts. And you think he did that to stir that division amongst the KBN crew? Because I think he did.
Well, I think, you know, Jesse is a magician of content, right? I mean, he knows
good.
How to stir the pot.
He
knows how to create controversy, a magician of content. And so doubling down for content purposes is exactly what he did. He gave us an hour and a half of outstanding material. So Jesse Nelson, I thank you. I thank you that I'm the only one on KBN here, and they all turned down the offer.
Yeah, I'm kind of irritated. Brust, I'm fine with. I understand. He gave a pretty lame one last year. He needed a break.
He's had a big 30 days.
He was fine about that. But Kyle, I told him yesterday we'd love to have him join. He had the opportunity to, and he passed. I just want to make sure so when I come on with you guys next week that I'm not spreading mistruths. Is that how this worked?
No. Yeah, that is true. I think Kyle's exact word was bumps their boldathon. So, I mean, I don't know
bumps?
If that's something you take offense to.
What does that mean?
Bumps their boldathon.
Can you help me out with that? What does that mean? Bumps the boldathon.
I think that's a euphemism for
another
word.
A delicate way of saying forget that.
Blank them picks. Blank that boldathon.
Kyle, really? Okay.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
Hey,
if you're going to invite me after the fact, I'm with him. Like, I understand.
Nobody invited him after the fact. He was invited with Norty.
It was edited. It wasn't an original plus one.
Okay.
It was, you know what? You can bring a plus one if you'd like. Out of sympathy. Out of pity.
Oh, sympathy. Oh, all right, Norty. You are a bold man. Mm. Let's hear it.
All right, gentlemen. A bold
Not only
prediction.
That, he's a guy with a lot of balls. Look behind him.
Yeah, look at all these. Look at all these balls up there. Well, I'll tell you what. There's going to be a guy that's going to be getting a lot of game balls this year for the Packers season. It's going to be Jeff Hafley. And he better appreciate those green and gold balls because it'll be Jeff Hafley's last season as a defensive coordinator for the Green Bay Packers. Last year, because the defense will finish number one in total defense. Guys, last year, you guys know the stats, guys. I'm going to throw some stats at you. Last year, Green Bay Packers, fifth in total defense, sixth in scoring, seventh in run defense, 12th in passing, but we're going to address that, fourth in turnovers, sixth in points per game. And that was, with my opinion, being with a group that was just okay, solid. He was doing a lot more with less, and we saw his creativity come through as the year went on. You add in the most efficient, brutal, intimidating defensive force in the NFL, in my opinion, who's still reaching his prime. Mm-hmm. You got that, you're going to get your number one defense in the NFL. And not only that, he's going to be a sought-after head coaching candidate because he already has head coaching experience with Boston College. He's adaptable to personnel. He's creative. He's well-liked. And I know you might be saying this. We'd be saying, well, you know, head coaching positions, those are reserved for offensive minds. What if I told you that over the last two seasons, 8 defensive-centric head coaches, 7 offensive-centric head coaches were the last two seasons of head coaching hires, actually more on defense than on offense. Jeff Hafley will be another tick in that column for a defensive head coach being hired after this season. So Packer fans, enjoy Jeff Hafley while you got him because he's going to be a head coach next season.
That's bold.
Tell you what,
it's a good pick.
I'm not here to besmirch or disparage the K and N. No, K and the B. I always get it confused.
Yeah, K and the B.
Of KBN. But are those other two guys, first of all, coming with all their balls showing?
Secondly, am here to disparage the other initials.
Secondly,
you're going to disparage?
I would love to, yes.
Secondly,
are they doing the level of research?
They're not.
That our guy just delivered?
No, there's no way.
I mean, breaking down the last 15 head coaching hires?
Well, in fairness, they do show for an hour before every show. Yeah, they do hour prep.
You can't tell.
That's what I was thinking. An hour show prep. So kudos
to
them.
Oh, snap.
That's the truth. 1 hour of show prep. Can you imagine?
Hour show prep. I don't know how much of the hour is actually focused show prep.
I think
it's a lot of conversation and chatting and a lot of
good stuff
around the
well done.
You know, around the water cooler type conversation.
Gosh, I really would have loved to have heard Kyle's I would have loved to have heard Kyle's today, but we'll have to wait until you guys do your bold, your Boulder Boldy Boldathon, which Lord knows when that'll
be. They already did it.
No, but they're going to go Boldy Boulder.
That's the ironic thing. We had our Boulder, the boldest of all Boldathons. Yeah. We had that yesterday, and we didn't even give our bold predictions.
So you could go Boulder than the Boulder.
We just let KBN Nation throw it all
quite,
in there.
Yeah,
it's quite the operation you got going over there.
It's a hell of a show.
Yeah. Brad, we know you got a lot going on. Will we hear you later today on?
Good luck.
Good luck. Will we hear you later today, or are you on baby watch?
Well, we are. Well, both things can be true. We are on baby watch, but there is no baby seemingly coming today on September 3rd. So outside of a surprise, I will be on KBN, and we'll be until baby Nortman decides to arrive. So we're hanging on tight. Every day is a question mark. But one of these days, I will be off, but it doesn't seem like today is that day.
Probably not going to make it to our pregame show on Saturday, are you?
We'll see. That'll probably be my temporary swan song.
We'll see means no, usually.
Jesse wants the extra airtime anyway. Don't worry about it.
Merch and I got it. You know what? You stay home. We got it.
Nordy, give our best to Lex. We're so excited for you. You're such a good human being, and we always love it when you join us. I'm sure Tausch has a day or two off that he's going to need with this grueling football season schedule at some point, and we will check in with you when you are a Cousin Sub of the Day. Thanks, buddy.
Always happy to join, guys. Happy Boldathon.
So, Jason, since the KBN crew decided to say to blank with y'all, which is fine.
Blanked on picks.
I went back to, and I thought one of the guys last year on Wisconsin's Morning News, he had it wrapped up. He picked Xavier McKinney to have 10 picks last season.
One of the guys. Yeah. Was it Eric?
Eric Bilstead, yes.
Okay.
So on my hit this morning with them, I'll tell you what, you know, we have fun on that show. When I told them and I jumped in and said, I know you guys usually drive the conversation here, but today is about the Boldathon. The way their eyes lit up, they are probably more excited about the Boldathon than we are. They decided to jump in and give their bold predictions, and I believe the great producer Pancake Hill sent those over to Jesse, and we have two big, bold Packer predictions from Vince Vitrano and from Eric Bilstead.
We do.
I'm sorry.
But you know what? Maybe we should prep an hour before.
I literally just asked Jesse.
I got the audio. Throw it to me after Nordy. And I said, all right, great, I'll do that.
There's two different voices, and Bilstead did two predictions. Well, so you didn't specify which one I was about to play. So I got to know which way to go.
You and I, we make decisions every day, but
no,
our prize
pick. I have them.
It's time for Gruber Law Offices.
Oh, is it Gruber? All right.
Time out. This is Vince Vitrano's bold prediction.
Well, I don't know.
We could just run them during the break. But, all right, here we go.
Can I offer this disclaimer?
No,
I don't
no
want
doubt.
This to happen.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I wonder if I...
Yes, you can.
I wrote down another one. I wonder if I wrote down what you're going to say. All right, go ahead.
My boldathon pick this year is the Packers have a losing season. We finish 8-9 at best.
Whoa!
What a bummer.
What?
First negative one of the day. Yeah, it's the first negative that we've heard.
Holy cow!
From Vinny!
Yeah, I was very, very surprised. He's not afraid of that shrapnel. He ain't afraid of it. He is probably going to have the boldest prediction negatively. I think maybe Karma's in when he comes on later. I don't know where his vibe's at. I have not heard him on Sunday Karma in a while. But that was bold.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was – I did not see that coming.
No, that was a twist.
Plot twist, indeed. Okay, so – and then you have Eric Bilstead.
I do, yes. Yes. Would you like to hear that now?
I would love to hear. Well, however many bold predictions he has, I'd like to hear them all.
The boldest of bold, I'll say Micah Parsons will reach 20 sacks this year.
Whoa!
20!
Let's go!
Sacramophones for Micah Parsons.
Wow. So he predicted 10 picks for Xavier McKinney last year. He ended up with 8.
Yep.
So even if he misses on this, you're talking like 18 sacks for Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
Book it.
It's he is leaning on that well. And I told him, break it up into two this year so that when you're right, you don't have the other one kind of trail into it, because he would have won.
Yeah, that's smart.
He would have won the Boldathon, but then his other pick was, I think, Narveson was going to be the all-rookie kicker, and that completely nulled the other one.
That was wide right.
So you have to just either pick one or pick two, but separate them so that when Pancake sends it over, you just send the one clip, and you're a champion. That's how this works.
Keep it separated.
So we have bold prediction two from Eric Bilstad, totally independent, separate from bold prediction one.
From Barrick Elstad.
Yes.
I don't think Jeff Hafley will be the defensive coordinator after the season.
Oh. Nordy. Same as
not
Nordy.
Bold enough.
Yeah. That's why I didn't
think
he's
going to get a head
enough.
Coaching job.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Wow. I think
that doesn't count as
bold.
Enough.
Oh, we've had that now three times today, if you count Rob Domofsky saying that he wrote it down and then crossed it off.
So we're retiring. No one else can say Jeff Hafley won't be the defensive coordinator after this
year. Let everybody that we've still got left know that.
Public service announcement.
Again.
Yep, that one's retired.
Speaking of coming up, we've got the great Steve the Homer True, the GOAT of Wisconsin sports talk, coming up next, followed by Molly Brown, and then we'll get into the 11 o'clock hour with a couple more guests. I kind of feel like if we're having celebrities, we should have called David Gruber. I don't know. Maybe he's in court. Maybe he's not available. But all we got to do is make one call. That's all. And I'm sure he'd have a bold prediction.
Call him. Let's get
Packers.
Gruber on
414.
That's a great
idea.
He
listens to the show in
his
office.
I know he does.
I know that.
Yes.
So, David, I will text him.
Plus,
I
want to hear if he thinks he's a big tennis guy. I want to hear if he thinks Alcaraz can beat Sinner. That's why also, because he's a big tennis guy.
All right, I will text him after I tell you about his law firm, Gruber Law Offices. One call, that's all. David and his team have been at this for over 35 years. They're the best in the business. You see other commercials, I get it. You see people trying to steal his shtick. Then don't fall for imitations. Gruber Law Offices, one call, that's all. 414-276-6666, 414-276-6666. Or go to the website, Gruber-Law.com, to find out more. Steve the Homer True is next on the Boldathon on Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Whatever you do, make sure do it right. You know what that music means. You hear him every weekday on the Homer Hour across ESPN Wisconsin. You hear him as the voice of Marquette men's basketball for 36 years. And you catch him on God Talk, My Faith with Homer and Pip. And we always get to him late on Wednesdays, including on the Boldathon. It is Steve the Homer True. Homer, good morning. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
Would you say that you were a trailblazer, a pioneer in Wisconsin sports talk because you are bold by nature, but yet not, as you like to say, I may be a homer, but I'm not an idiot, but not inauthentically bold. Your boldness comes naturally. Is that fair?
I don't understand what you just said, but I agree.
It's easy enough.
I like everything about him, and I don't know anything about
agreeable.
Him. Are you in an agreeable mood today?
It seems like it.
I don't know. I never know how I am until Tausch tells me how I am. So that's
well, it feels
there
like,
he is. Yeah. He's back.
It feels like you're very agreeable and kind
and
of.
And I'm curious what Tausch is predicting I would say for this.
Ooh, I think you're going to go negative. I think you're going to go negative.
Okay.
I think you're going to say the defense isn't going to be better than what it was last year, which I think at this point would be pretty bold.
Oh, it would be, yes. Though they were good last year.
They were.
Top 10.
Yep.
And again, I just go by points given up. I don't care about anything
else.
Well,
turnovers created has to be a part of your equation. It does.
No, only if it creates points. Turnovers have no value unless they create points.
Well, no, you just said it points against, but they do create points. Turnovers almost always create some. Yeah.
Right. That's the best stat to have, yes.
Okay. All right, what do you got? Let's get it.
Cooper will have more defensive player of the year votes than Parsons.
Ooh.
I like that.
I like that a lot. That's bold and not completely unrealistic.
Are we crowning Cooper too early?
Probably.
Okay.
We have a tendency to do that around here.
Just say, we all last year, like, he finished the season strong, but it was he didn't know how to line up. He didn't do this.
Excuse me.
Yes, sir.
Two-time Defensive Player of the Week, the first Packer rookie ever, and the only person to do it twice in a year before was Clay Matthews.
Okay.
It is inappropriate and unfair to not recognize the historic greatness he created in a very limited amount of playing time, never before equaled in the history of the Green Bay Packers.
What's the deal here? You're bringing stats? You're going to bring out a point and bring stats?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
What the hell is going on around here?
So if he does not turn out to be a great player, he's already in the Packer Hall of Fame.
Etchering Cooper's already in the Packers Hall of Fame?
Oh, yeah, it's a lock. It's a lock. He performed at a level that would almost guarantee it. It's possible to be wrong, but that's definitely not the way to vote.
So you're telling me he played, 10 games last year? If he doesn't play another game, he's in the Packer Hall of Fame. That's what you just said.
No, I'm assuming based on what he did in his first year that getting into the Packer Hall of Fame is easier than walking one block for him, given what he's shown us. It will be a huge, as big as the sun disappointment if he does not make the Packer Hall of Fame.
Just wait a second. You're now saying him walking a block of Oneida Street is easier? It's easier for him to get in the Packer Hall of Fame than to walk out and walk to practice today.
Correct.
That's what you just said.
Given what he has shown.
That speaks
to the level that he has shown.
That's incredibly. That's just dumb.
What did you. Let me repeat again.
No, I know. I heard you. I wanted to hear it twice.
The Green Bay Packers has been Defensive Player of the Week twice as a rookie, and the last one to do it before Cooper was Clay Matthews.
Yep.
So upon that and what he has done, historic nature, you think it's that crazy to say he's in the Packer Hall of Fame?
No, I think that if he has the career we all think, there's no doubt. But you just said it's going to be easier for him to get in the Packer than to walk Oneida Street.
Right.
That's just dumb.
Given his talent, yes.
Okay.
It's like saying that Djokovic is going to make the Sweet 16 of the next major tournament. That means nothing given the talent that he has shown us.
Djokovic has just made 53 semifinals of majors. Djokovic has had 38 years.
That you will relate.
You're going to try and go with someone that's played a half a season with someone that's been the best in the world for 20 years?
What did he do in that half a season? What no one in the history of the Green Bay Packers has ever done. Just go ahead and say that. Find me another player who does something.
Didn't you just say Clay? Did it?
Yes.
So somebody just did it.
In the Packer Hall of Fame?
You said, find me somebody. Clay.
Hold soon. Okay. How soon in Clay Matthews' career did you know he was playing in the Packer Hall of Fame?
I would say 3 years. 3 years in, you knew he would be.
Oh, gosh. Did he do nothing his first 2 years?
No, he was really good, but.
I know. So come on.
Well, Homer, if you would have said something else, like he had to drive a semi across the country or something like that, I could get on board. But to walk a block on Oneida Street's not that hard.
Jump into a rooftop pool and destroy the building.
That he has shown us, it is not that hard.
All right. So you had a great bold take, and then you had a really dumb analogy. That's how I just summed up Homer's appearance. Is that fair?
We were in such a good place.
I know.
Until we weren't.
No need to ask Homer. It's been determined.
I'm asking you and Jason. It's a really good bold take. I think it's good because everybody's Micah. It's Micah mania here. So this is a really good take. And then you say the walking the block.
I mean, Jordan Love is as easy as walking down the street to get into the Packer Hall of Fame. You'd agree with that?
No.
Oh, all right.
I don't.
Okay.
I would say this. Mike McCarthy, where he's at in his career, it is easier than for him to walk down Oneida Street. That I would agree with.
All right. So you need to have seen
Aaron Rodgers. I would agree
I've
with. Davante Adams. I agree with. David Bakhtiari. I'll agree with.
Okay.
Right. Edgerrin Cooper and Jordan
Bulaga.
Love. I'm not going to go Edgerrin Cooper.
Wait a minute. What is today? What is today? What's the name of today?
September 3rd.
No, it's the...
The Boldathon.
Yeah, indeed. You just went on the trunks with five or six great opinions. I didn't think they were allowed on this date.
I already gave my bold take. Now I'm critiquing bold takes. That's what
yes,
I'm doing.
You are. Very clearly.
You
well, your bold take
example,
was great. Your analogy
five
sucked.
Things that were not bold takes.
What wasn't?
Aaron Rodgers in the Packer Hall of Fame.
No, I said, no. You equated it to walking a block of Oneida Street, and I said the only people correct. That it would be easier for are those people. That's
fine.
Not equating, it's not a bold
question.
Take.
Hold on. Oh, wait. So your response to bold takes can be not bold takes. My bold takes are viewed as bad because they're bold?
No, you made a bad analogy, and I want you to say, you know what, Tausch? My analogy did suck. Walking a block of Oneida Street and having Edgerrin Cooper, it's easier for him to make the Packer Hall of Fame at this point in his career than walking one block of Oneida Street is dumb. Can you just admit that that was dumb?
No. Okay. Given what he's shown us, it is not.
All right, I'm done here. No, I'm done.
How soon did you know Giannis was going to be in the Bucks Hall of Fame?
I'm not getting through to him, so it's I might as well knock my head against the wall.
No, because I think you're wrong. I know you do,
and nobody in America thinks I'm wrong outside of you on this. But that's all right. That's the beauty of you.
Now you not only speak for me, you speak for the rest
all
of the
America.
World.
Oh,
baby.
Yes, I think I don't usually do that, but in this case, I will. Jesse, am I right or am I wrong?
I'm out of it.
I want no part of this. Steven, thank you. I'm sorry that it ended the way it did. Bye. Tausch!
You are such a coward.
Why?
Why?
You can't agree with that. Like, that is the dumbest analogy ever. And you guys know it.
I don't know if I can say it's the dumbest analogy ever.
You walk a block of Oneida Street, or it's easier to make the Packer Hall of Fame in year two of your career. Like, come on.
The street's been under a lot of construction lately.
You guys are cowards.
You're not a coward when it comes to your bold predictions on Prize Picks, though.
No, I'm not, and I had a good run. I'm going to get after it tomorrow with Dak, 0.5. You know, we make decisions every day, and on Prize Picks, just be right. You get paid. Pretty simple. Don't miss any of the excitement this season on Prize Picks, where it is good to be right, and it is simple to play. Pick more or less on 2-6 player stat projections. If you get it right, cash in the bank. Prize Picks offers Venmo, Apple Pay, MasterCard, and more for quick and easy deposits into your account this football season. And it is a great time to start with all of your sports opinions. We have bold opinions. We have great opinions. What do you think Saquon's going to do? You still have a chance for today until tomorrow kick on those season-long projections. So they're all there. Sign up today. Use that code WI. Download the app. And you get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code WI to get $50 in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, it's good to be right. Jesse and I'll have to take a look at that tomorrow because I like winning. I like being right.
Mm-hmm.
And all we got to do is be right on one. The other one's basically freebie.
Some might say it's as easy as walking down a block of Oneida Street to win.
How you guys cannot agree with me on that is just dumbfounding.
Saying someone is an automatic Packers Hall of Famer in their
second
season is extreme. Yes, it is extreme.
No, but if you said, but I think him driving a semi across the country, that would be difficult, right? That's the point I'm making.
But you guys
are just cowards.
It's the bold-a-thon.
He made the bold prediction.
All right. I don't want to use up Molly Brown's time debating this. Secondly, I am just trying to keep us moving, and this, as you and him often get on this program, you guys get a little sideways.
I asked you to interject, and you guys, this could not have been an easier interjection for both of you, and you decided to pass.
Molly Brown, I know who
I don't want to go down an alley with. I can tell you that.
Remember when you said he was agreeable to start that segment?
I remember that.
Hey, guys, I need a little help. I'm down this dark alley. No, I'm good. We'll pass.
I don't think that was a dark alley. It was a weird alley.
Hey, I'm walking down Oneida Street. It's really difficult. Can you guys come help? No, we'll pass.
He's going to get in the Hall of Fame.
Molly Brown's turn is next in the Boldathon. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com.
our Boldathon rolls on.
We're going to push the timing envelope a little bit as well because I want Molly to get her deserved time.
She's nervous.
Just slightly. Okay.
Are we making people uncomfortable?
First of all, let me just say this. I don't appreciate being called a coward.
Okay.
But
I wasn't
do
very
think
nice.
I don't blame you guys for not liking it. Hold on. Let me finish. But I do think that what was maybe lost in translation there is that you are a Packers Hall of Famer. And to say, like, Homer is very confident that Edgerrin Cooper is such a great player that he's going to end up in the Packers Hall of Fame.
Yep.
But I think to use that analogy might have, and I'm not here to speak for you, been a little bit offensive to someone who worked his tail off to get into the Packers Hall of Fame. Not that that was your career goal, but it is what happened.
You shut your mic off, Tausch. Hold on.
Oh, I think that's fair. Oh, Jesse shut my mic off. That's probably smart. So I think that's, I understand where
Molly,
you're coming from on that, but I'm going to tell you that's not it.
I just specified
if he had said driven a semi across the country with no semi-truck driving experience, right.
I would then say, bad you are at driving stick. Yeah, that would have been hard for
you.
No,
I'm actually a good...
Three on the tree!
Yeah, on a tree I struggle, but normal stick, okay. I'm fine. That was the point. The point was he made the analogy crazy stuff. And the fact that you two couldn't stick up for me in that case...
I just didn't think it was a hill worth dying on. It's not a die-on hill, though.
Okay, so I stick with cowardice. I understand you're upset about it, but tough luck.
Hello, Molly.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm used to fighting in this Everlight Solar Studios, but it's not you guys fighting. Typically.
Molly, is that crazy? True. Is that a crazy bad analogy by Homer?
Oh, no.
I heard it briefly.
Walking the street.
Yep.
Oneida, one block is the same ease
as winning
the pack and getting into the Packers Hall of Fame. You think that is not a terrible analogy?
No, it's a terrible analogy.
Thank you. It's not that hard, guys.
Now, way to not be a coward, Molly.
It shouldn't have been that hard.
Go get a Big Mac. All right, so.
I don't get that reference.
He's never had a Big Mac.
Who has? I've never had a Big Mac.
That doesn't
surprise
me.
And Molly thinks that I have the palate of a toddler.
He saw that trailer. He saw that trailer with a bunch of cows in the back of it, and it freaked him out. He became like a fake vegan for a week.
Is that true?
That is true, yes.
I'm also in the club that's never had a Big Mac.
What?
What is wrong
now,
with
you,
everybody
you
here?
Have not had a trailer experience.
This is amazing.
No trailers
you
for me.
You haven't had a Big Mac.
Never.
Matt Hamilton hasn't had a Big Mac either. I found this out yesterday.
That's probably why these guys are all so healthy. Health nuts.
Yeah, you know me.
Just me eating donuts before this show. Yeah, at least I went to the gym this morning. Thank God.
Molly, we could talk about Big Macs all day, but that's not why you're here. Representing the wildly popular Jim, Matt, and Molly program, which sometimes has all three of them on occasion.
When?
Literally.
When does that happen? and in the same place.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
That must have been food involved. Well,
Brian Wollersheim was on.
There was food involved.
Yep. All right. That makes sense.
Yep.
Molly, is this your debut? Were you on last year?
Oh, come on. I was the boldest of the bold.
She went uber bold when we were at a golf outing. Molly was uber bold, and I loved it. She's 16-0, right?
No, I think it was 17. And then they end up getting... That was the year that they got, like, destroyed by the Saints.
Game. That was the Saints in Jacksonville. Got them game one. Then they only lost, like, two more the rest of the way.
Yes.
So they were close.
Yeah, they had a good year.
It was pretty good. I'm pretty sure that's why you guys didn't ask me back last year, is because it ended up being pretty good.
Okay, see, Jesse, I didn't think you were on last.
I wasn't on last year.
Jill, why didn't you invite Molly on last year?
Way to go, Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse.
We mix it up. Everyone needs to take turns and play fair.
I'm pretty sure there's multiple people that have been on for every
single year.
Definitely
not true. There's been a bunch that have been on there, but I digress. All right, Molly, you were nervous. You have a couple. You have a couple of different options. We will judge you, and you know that. So let's hear it.
Do you want me to give both, or
I'll let you decide?
Okay.
Hey, it's as easy as walking down the street.
Okay, so I do get a little bit nervous with jinxing, though, so that's my only issue with the Boldathon.
Well, you
yes.
can't do anything more than what Domofsky did. He's basically jinxed old boy to miss, like, 15 kicks this year.
But if he's right, that's a great prediction.
A
so my first one here, guys. The Green Bay Packers will only lose to an NFC North opponent one time, and it will be on Thanksgiving against the Detroit Lions.
Okay. And normally I would say, but the fact that it was a 1-5 operation last year...
Mm-hmm.
and the fact that the division is supposed to be really strong, I don't think it's going to be as strong as everybody does. Mm-hmm. I'll give you – I think that's bold. Jason, do you
– I do. Okay. It would have been bolder if she would have said the only loss was going to be the Bears.
I can't with my co-host Jim Rutledge. I can't put that out into the ether. Not happening.
Fair. Okay.
All right.
My other one, if I'm able to give my second one.
So this is for next year when you're not invited back.
I got to get it in. Matthew Golden will break the Packers rookie receiver record, which was done before by Billy Houghton in 1952 when he had 1,231 yards.
I love that pick. That was where I was going to go until Hard Rock Casino Rockford and Jordan Love. So I think that has a great shot of happening, and I love that one even more than the 1 at 5.
Okay. I'm good with it then. Jason, your thoughts?
Molly, great work.
Beautiful.
Hey, guys. Matt Hamilton is on the phone to share his bold prediction as well.
What a producer.
You three knuckleheads will have a Big Mac after the Packers win a Super Bowl. Is that your guys' prediction?
Hello, gold medalist.
Hello, Jason Wilde.
What do you have for your bold prediction? And are you intending to one-up your wonderful co-host by calling in? Were you invited, or did you just dial up the digits?
I was invited. I actually forgot about it, so it was very nice that Jesse called me.
Well, that's
me.
On brand. Yeah, nice.
I texted
I'm doing chores right now, but I could use a break. So
what kind of chores are you? What kind of chores are you doing?
What are you dusting?
I got to take sticks to the drop off here at McFarland. I got a yard full of sticks.
Stick duty.
Yeah. A yard full of sticks.
Oh my God!
It is stick season.
Can't you just burn them?
It's a thing that people have to do.
Can we put them in like the fire pit and just burn them?
I had a fire pit. That's my flaw. I don't have a fire pit.
That's fair.
All right. Well, let's get your prediction. For the Boldathon continues now with from the stick recycling center in McFarland. It is the great Matt Hamilton. Matt Hamilton, your bold prediction for the 2025 Green Bay Packers is?
Well, I'm with Molly. I have a strong believer in Matthew Golden. Instead of predicting the way Molly did as the Packers' leading rookie yards receiver or whatever, I'm going to say Matthew Golden gets Offensive Rookie of the Year, and I think Micah Parsons is going to lead the league in sacks.
So
the double up. The double up.
You know the dangers of the double up.
Yeah, you risk it, especially when you put them back-to-back like that.
Well, fortune favors the bold.
That's bold. What do you think Rutledge would say? He'd go. He'd be
something
negative.
Something about the Bears.
Yep.
Right. Matt, good luck with your sticks.
Thank you very much.
I thought he was shipping his golf clubs to like Bandon Dunes or something. Yeah. Or Helsinki. I heard it's lovely this time of year.
Molly, we look forward to Jim, Matt, and Molly. Are you all on the show today?
We are. However, Jim Rutledge is up in Green Bay in your neck of the woods today.
Oh,
is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know.
Yeah.
Good friend. He's not at my house, I can tell you that.
That'd be entertaining.
And Wooly is back to work as well? Or
he is.
Still not? Okay, look, all four of you are together, and you all had some tasty Quick Trip donuts. Oh, no, wait. You all had a Coors Light while you were waiting for the bowl.
Yep, just crushing Coors Lights here in the studio.
You know what? It's great that we did this.
That's great that we did this. I don't know what is going on. You keep shutting my mic off.
I don't do any of that. That's all you.
Coors Light! Whether you're tailgating pregame, enjoying your experience, or picking up sticks. It's great to have a Coors Light when you're done. Coors Light brewed with that three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it's cold packaged, so it is made to chill. Coors Light, celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
All right, we got to keep it rolling. The 11 o'clock hour of the Wilde and Tausch 2025 Boldathon starts in 2 minutes, so stick around.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.